Hello and welcome, my friend. I am so stoked that you are here. Welcome to the Empowered Living course. Get the tools, do the work, transform your life. If you are here today with me, there is a good chance that you are currently struggling with either negative thoughts, fears, anxiety, a feeling of being stuck where you're at, or even self-sabotaging. If that is the case, then this is your chance to start taking the director role in your life. In this course, you will get new and powerful ideas and applicable tools on how to radically accept whatever is present and work your way from there, using obstacles to grow and get stronger rather than feel stopped and hindered by them. Like, you know, if you would go to the gym, you wouldn't complain about the weights laying around, would you? So, if you have a vision, if you have ideas or dreams for yourself and the world, but you can't really get them started yet, then you will have the chance in this course to start making them a reality. We will look at the ways that you are designed to manifest things into your life. Are you ready for this? So let's do it. But let us first look at a few things to make sure that this is the right course for you, because I don't want to waste your time. So think about the following questions for a moment and write down your thoughts. Question number one, what do you want to improve in your life? I mean, like, what category of your life really, really needs change at the moment? You can pause here and take a moment to note, to put down your thoughts. Question number two, why do you seek change? What is the reason behind your need or your want, your desire to change? Is the reason based on a fear or based on love? Question number three, where do you want to go? Where do you desire to be? And I'm not talking about a physical place here. Question number four, who do you desire to be? Who are you? And why do you feel the need that you have to change or improve? Question number five, how would you like to contribute to the human race or your community and the planet that you call your home? Look at how others will benefit from your change. And again, you can put this audio on pause and just take a moment to answer those questions. But so even though we are going to use the practice of visualization and meditation, this is not a traditional meditation course in any way. This is a course for those who want to go full in, who are willing to go deep and get dirty. Look, the word meditation has been as over and misused as the word yoga. Many believe that in order to meditate, one has to be able to sit rigidly still for hours and be able to shut the constant stream of thoughts in one's brain completely down so that they can be empty and get the benefits of meditation. But this is not what we are aiming for here. And this is also not the only way to meditate. There are hundreds of different nuances and shades of meditation out there. The goal of meditation and yoga, by that way, is to explore the self, discover the hidden powers within, and from that place then reconnect with all there is around us so that eventually we can realize that we are all one. One big organism. Yet everyone has their very own little gift to share, their own little task to fulfill. Learn to understand that everything that exists in the external world is a reflection of what is present inside of you. I'm going to recite a quote from Neil Donald Walsh. Remember who you are and recreate yourself anew in each golden moment of now, in the next grandest version of the greatest vision that you ever held about who you are. Therefore, you have to look within to really know who you are. So let me talk about the method. The method that we're going to be using is called the six-phase meditation, and it was created by Vishen Lakhiani. This course is based on the on that six-phase meditation by Vishen Lakhiani, who is the founder of Mindvalley, an online study platform for personal growth, and author of the best-selling book The Code of the Extraordinary Mind. As I went through his book and his courses, I have found great, great value in them. The ideas and the concepts that he shared were really powerful. Yet, there was something that felt not quite correct for me in some, if not most, of the tools that he was sharing. So I kept searching deeper and started tweaking the tools in a way that would resonate with me after I did some research and found some more information. And the result of that is what I want to share with you in the course of this program. So please understand that these are essential tools and skills to have. Once you have those in your possession, nobody can ever take them away from you anymore, and you can work and refine them everywhere, anywhere, and any time. These essential tools are a must-have, in my opinion, for any human being. So the more people that know about these and know how to apply them, I believe the better our world will be. The idea of the six-phase meditation as developed by Vishen Lakhiani is to eventually give you a short 20 to 30 minute visualization process that incorporates all the tools and techniques in one go, to remind your subconscious of what is relevant to you on a daily basis. But before this can have the transformative power that it holds within, it is really important to learn about the different tools in more detail first and dive deeper into each of them. And that is what we are going to do together in this course. So you're probably asking yourself already, well, what am I going to get from this? Well, first of all, you're going to get a set of tools and techniques so that you can practice the skills in your everyday life anytime. 100% self-empowered, these tools will help you master pretty much any tough situation, and you will be empowered in any aspect of your life. You will get tools to start exploring the power of transcendent practices, creative visualizations, and the impact of daily meditation onto your everyday life. You'll get a strong feeling of balance and inner strength and confidence. You will get a powerful toolbox to clear and neutralize the past and learn the importance and power of focused attention towards a goal that's coming from your heart. This is a series of transcendent practices. It takes you out of the physical world and brings you within and into the quantum field where the magic can happen. Overall benefits are you'll feel much more balanced, you'll have more inner strength and self-confidence. You'll feel much less stressed and anxious. You will improve the quality of your life and your well-being tremendously. You will be decreasing the chances to end up with cancer or other bodily signs of misalignment in your life. You will have more clarity of who you are and why you are here and what your gift is in this world. And you will be able to give less fucks about the opinions of others, and thus create more joy and more playfulness in your life again. So let me tell you a little bit something about the tools that I'm going to be sharing with you, or the skills. So there are 7 in total. Different to what the 6-phase meditation suggests, it's actually 7 important tools. And the first tool is the one that I secretly added. It is the tool of preparing the soil. By preparing the soil, I really mean that with this tool, you start learning how to do a body scan and how to calm down the turbulences and emotions and thoughts. You will learn how to accept what is. So we tap into radical acceptance here. And you will also start to learn how to simply be with what is and to observe it. Tool number 2 will then be the first seed that we're going to put into that soil that we prepared in the first module. Compassion. And compassion is huge, my friends, and I hope that you understand that and that you know that. And we are going to learn or relearn unconditional love towards others, kindness, and also awareness. You will learn radical self-acceptance and self-love through the practice of compassion. We will also be tapping into self-limiting beliefs and seeing what is holding you back. Then tool number 3, or seed number 2, the second seed, is gratitude. And sometimes I feel that gratitude is like way overused as well, and a lot of people don't fully understand what it takes or what it means to do a gratitude practice. So I'm going to give you the little missing keys here. You will learn gratefulness on the full spectrum, from pleasant things to unpleasant ones. You will learn to be grateful for challenges and use them as a catapult to bring your being to the next level. Sounds good? Okay, let's keep going. Tool number 4, or the third seed that you're gonna put into your prepared soil, is the practice or the skill of forgiveness. And this, my friend, is most likely the hardest for most people because we don't get it. But I will teach you. I will show you how forgiveness is the one tool that's going to set you free. So you will learn to forgive and let go, not only others, but also yourself. You will learn to see through the masks that other people put on, because forgiveness is for you, not for the other. He or she might still be an asshole, but you just no longer care. Hashtag unfuckwithable. So the next tool, well, let me just wrap this up. So with these 3 first seeds, you have all the tools you need in order to clear any icky sensation or stuck energy or feeling of unworthiness within you, right? So this kind of like sets you free and brings your mood up, brings you more into a happy, content state of being. So then with tool number 5, we're gonna start planting the 4th seed. And this is a visualization process that we're gonna use. I call it unfold your heart's desire, or unfolding your core desires. You will learn in this module to remember what it was that you came here to share and create with this world. You will get to know your bullshit beliefs and start peeling off the layers that are not you. You know, all the programming that your surrounding environment, parents, teachers have been put on you. We're going to clear that up. You will get familiar with the different areas of your life as a tool to understand where you stand. And you will learn the importance of brain and heart coherence for visualization and manifestations. Then we have tool number 6, after we have this bigger vision and we looked at our life in a on a general term, with tool number six, we start zooming in. I call it your perfect day or creating your day. And with this tool, you will start to learn how to actively co-create your day-to-day life and choose your actions on how you want to feel. You will learn how to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally for tough situations. You will practice keeping the focus on your vision and values, but make sure that you take one step at a time. And then we have the tool number seven, the last and maybe also the most important one to wrap this whole thing up. And this is to feeling the universal support. Here you will learn the importance of patience and trust in your life. This is the integration part, the Shavasana of the six-phase meditation practice. You are becoming clear on what it is for you that creates and sustains life on earth. You will learn to let go of control and practice surrender, because once you have put in the work, it is now time to rest and trust. So once you finish this course and once you have all these tools, probably already on the way there, you will start to understand how you can make this experience of life fun again. Even if you struggle, even if the universe seems to not give you what you desire, what you asked for, you will understand why it gives you what it gives you, and you will have fun. You will have a powerful set of tools, like a first aid kit for life. And you have access to that anytime, anywhere, as I already said. You will feel stronger, more balanced in everyday life's challenges. You will feel more content, more happy, less shakable in your emotions and overall relationships. You can then use the power of meditation and visualization to create a life that you choose to live, knowing that you are supported and loved at any given point. Change the way that you look at obstacles and seeing them as blessings and a playground, an opportunity for growth at every given moment. So, one more time, are you ready for this? So, let's do it.